Holy God, holy and most gracious Father, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The just decrees of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb.
Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward.
Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hitting false.
Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
A reading from Romans chapter 6. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God, that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations, for just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Passion according to St. Luke, chapter 23. As they led Jesus away, they seized one, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, 'He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one.' The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, 'If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself.' There was also an inscription over him, 'This is the King of the Jews.' One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, 'Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.' But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.' And he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And he said to him, 'Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.' O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Last Sunday, we entered into the deep joy of the Father as he welcomed home his prodigal son. Luke chapter 15. Those marvelous words that the Father says, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And a great celebration followed. St. Paul uses similar language to describe your life. He uses that language to describe your life as a baptized and forgiven child of God. You also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. For this my son was dead and is alive again. Now, St. Paul says here that we are dead, but not as he says in other places when he says that we are dead in sin. Here he says that we are dead to sin. That is, we are to count sin in ourselves, sin in our bodies and in our lives, as dead. Don't feed your sin. Don't give your sin oxygen to breathe and live on, but count yourselves as dead to sin. And now St. Paul says, you are alive. You are a new creation, a new person, and your body and soul are alive to God in Christ Jesus. It's interesting to me that when we hear the story of the prodigal son, we never actually get to hear that part of the story. We never hear about the new life. We simply see him at that moment when the father receives him back and he's given the robe and the ring and the shoes and the fattened calf is killed and they begin to celebrate, but we never see the life that follows. But it's not too hard to imagine, is it? The prodigal son's life had taken a 180 degree turn. After he was embraced by the love of the father, after he received the robe and the rings and the shoes, after feasting on the fattened calf, he didn't return to his former way of life. Could you imagine him taking that new robe he's been given and going back to that far country? Could you imagine him wearing that ring and those shoes and going back to his hard living? Can you imagine him leaving the feast to return to the pigsty? Neither can I. The old life was gone. He was not under law, but under grace. And so also are you. In Christ, you are holy priests, offering the holy temples of your bodies as holy sacrifices to the Lord. As those who have died to sin with Christ and have been raised to life with God in baptism, God involves you in your ongoing sanctification and holiness. He involves us in holy works. This begins with the new outlook that we have. Consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. You see, God is inviting us through St. Paul, the Holy Spirit is inviting us through St. Paul here to put on a new set of glasses as we look at ourselves and our lives. We are to count ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. This is the outlook that we are now to have as God sets our wills free. And this outlook and this frame of mind leads to a life of action. There's a well-known saying from Martin Luther when he was talking about faith, not how faith receives gifts from Christ, but how faith lives, when he said that faith is a living, busy, active, and mighty thing. Faith is active in two ways: active in what it resists and active in what it pursues. First, St. Paul says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions." Don't present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness. St. Paul calls on us with our members, with our bodies, to resist sin. And that is a constant activity for us as Christians, because as you well know, sin and temptation remain. They're not gone. They're still here. And so we resist sin. We resist sin in and with our members, with our hands and our feet and our eyes and our ears, and with all the members of our body. And then there's the second aspect, the positive thing that faith is active in doing. But present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. It's the language of sacrifice that St. Paul uses here, but instead of animals being sacrificed and offered, he talks about presenting not just our bodies, but our very members. again our hands and our feet and our eyes and our ears to God. We offer them to God not as sacrifices to death, but as living sacrifices. And how do we do this? You are doing it right now by being here. By being here now and hearing God's word, and at home as you read God's word and as you pray, you are offering your bodies and your members to God for righteousness. We are entrusting ourselves and our bodies to God for Him to sanctify them for eternal life. You might say that you are giving Him your hands and your feet and your eyes and your ears. Take my hands, Lord, let them be. Take my feet, take my eyes, take my ears, and make them yours. Because with our bodies, we are always serving someone or something. We will never be fully independent beings. We will always have works of one kind or another, either sinful works that proceed from our sinful nature or holy works that proceed from faith in Christ. Now, when I say holy works, don't get confused. Holy works are not simply the works that a pastor or a Christian leader does. And holy works are not works that are grand or glorious. They may be ordinary and they may be simple. Sweeping the floor and changing diapers are holy works when they are done in faith, when they are done by Christians. Calling a friend or giving a hug are holy works when they are done in faith, when they are done by Christians. And so also in your life, God fills it with all sorts of holy works. Not that you need to be looking at your life or patting yourself on your back, but trust that it is true. As Christ is at work in and through you, He is at work doing holy works. So that not just our souls, but our bodies are involved in sanctification. And the members of our bodies are instruments of sanctification. Our actions and our lives and the work of our hands and our feet and our eyes and our ears are caught up in God's action. He sweeps us up. He sweeps up our lives and our works into His holiness. And He's the one who makes us holy. We simply go along with Him. So the prodigal son went from being a slave of pigs to being a son in his father's house. Forgiven and welcomed back into the household, he offered himself and his body back to his father. He offered himself for participation in holy works. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the same is true for us. And God gives us this promise: sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Under grace takes us back to Christ and His passion and the holy works that He did in His body. When He offered His body, His hands and His feet and His eyes and His ears in resistance to sin, being put to death in His body. And when our Lord did the active works of love for His neighbors, hanging there on the cross, forgiving His enemies, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," blessing thieves and murderers, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And doing all this even while He was being crucified and scoffed at and mocked and railed at, even though He had done nothing wrong, He receives the due reward for our sin, that we might have His place as a son in the Father's house. For He is the beloved Son, and you in Christ are also the beloved sons of the Father. And just as Christ had a place in heaven, so also you in Christ have that promise as well, that you will be with Him in paradise, that your sins are all forgiven. And this is why we as Christians can now present our members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. Having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification, and its end eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal life for your soul and your body and your hands and your feet and your eyes and your ears. Until our baptisms are completed, until we are entirely purified of sin, and even these bodies rise again with Christ and live forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul for life everlasting. Depart in peace. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord,
and grant us your salvation.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness,
and let your saints shout for joy.
Lord, keep this nation under your care,
and guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. O God, through the grace of your Holy Spirit, you pour the gifts of love into the hearts of your faithful people. Grant your servants health both of mind and body, that they may love you with their whole heart and with their whole strength perform those things that are pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour, you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.